Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Trump time. The convention last night, Trump gave his acceptance speech. He pledged order. He said, "I am your voice." The New York Times, some of the analysis afterwards. Dark warnings for America as Trump takes GOP mantle. A vision for the U.S. summed up in two words, I alone. Donald Trump's campaign of fear. The dark night. Trump employs the same argument, says David Brooks, by just about every other demagogue since the dawn of time.
Well, I think that Brooks has got it approximately right. You know, what he's done is he's taken some of the very words out of some of the worst demagogues that we have heard and has scared the hell out of people to the point where he is running very close to Hillary Clinton in the polls. Some polls show less, some polls show the same, but there are an awful lot of Americans who are buying this. However, if you took a look at when Hitler was doing it, there was, for example, economic chaos in the world. There isn't now. And America, by all standards, is doing extremely well. Nevertheless, he is talking to what he calls the forgotten middle class, who has not seen real raises in their wages. There will be CEOs of companies and others who will tell you that the rate of increase of their pay compared to that of the common worker in America is excessive. And I think that, therefore, even though we don't have a depression going on, for some people, the Trump words are taken to be extraordinarily important. Especially interesting to me is the fact that Trump, of course, has been one of the people who has been employing so many people, including people who are immigrants. So it's interesting that you can say what you want and the record doesn't have to bear you out, but you say it and there will be people, a lot of people who believe it.
Including checking the facts on things like the Syrian refugees, which Politico has done this morning, pointing out some of the false rhetoric, and the economy. America, Trump said, is one of the highest tax nations in the world, according to Politico. It's untrue. Among the world's developed nations, the U.S. tax rate is below average, 24%.
Well, that's right, David. And that's why the more socialism you get, the more equality you get, the higher the tax rate is going to be. I mean, if you want to send everybody to college for free, for example, you know, you're going to have to tax people more and they're going to have to pay more. Some societies decide it's worth it. Some do not. The United States has always been lagging behind when it comes to some of the things like mandatory health care that other countries have. Therefore, the tax rate is lower. Not only that, there are so many loopholes, there's so much Swiss cheese here, that an awful lot of companies get away with an awful lot.
Hillary Clinton now expected to choose Tim Kaine.
Well, if I were her, that's what I would do. It puts Virginia in play. He's immensely popular. He's the kind of guy who, from all reports, she can work with. And therefore, while they've been throwing out these what we would call red herrings about people who she might nominate, it has been plain for some time to many people who are watching the situation that he's the kind of middle-of-the-roader but popular that Hillary is going to choose and should choose.
Roger Ailes, out at Fox.
It's okay with me. I gotta say, he's getting a lot of credit. I heard words being bandied about yesterday like visionary. But when you say that he's been a visionary in terms of making money, it's true, $1 billion a year for the Murdoch organization, and yet time to go.
Sports and politics. We see this morning that the NBA has pulled the All-Star game out of North Carolina over the bias law.
Well, that's right. We've gotten to a point in this country where we have accepted the idea that people should be treated fairly. And when, in fact, you pass a law that is clearly aimed at one group, the LGBTQ community, then other Americans say we can't really support this. I think what happens is that some demagogues, what they try to do is build their own careers on other people's backs and fears of other people. And this comes back a loud and resounding no from a good part of the country, including now the NBA, who says we're not going to play down there.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. Have a great weekend. And may I say in advance, happy birthday.
You may. And as you get to be 75 years old, I have to say the happy part of it is interesting.
Youngest 75-year-old I know.